When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up? Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School. Thanks for tuning in today. Got a listener call from sunny Orlando, Florida. We're going to hear from Alex. Alex has recently embarked on a personal training side hustle, offering both in-person and virtual sessions. As he begins to acquire clients and process payments, he's trying to figure out the tricky waters of financial management. Now, specifically, he wants to understand how to separate his personal and business finances. That's important. What the tax implications might be, also important, and whether he should formally register his hustle as a business. Okay, these are good questions, topics many side hustlers should consider. So let's delve into it in a few short, action-packed minutes, hopefully getting you something helpful and allow you to be set up for financial success. Personal trainer finances, that's what we're talking about today in just 30 seconds.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, guys? I'm Alex from Orlando. I've recently started a side hustle as a personal trainer, offering both in-person and virtual sessions. I've got clients starting to come in and payments to process, but I'm unsure how to manage my finances, especially how do I keep my personal and business finances separate. So I was wondering about tax implications and whether I should actually register my side hustle as an official business. So do let me know if you have any advice for me, and thanks for your time.
Hello, Alex. It's great that you're considering this early on. Managing your finances is definitely a critical aspect of running a side hustle. At the same time, I also like to keep it as simple as possible so that you can focus on other things. Much more important in the long term to think about how can you get clients? How can you build that business? How can you add other services, you know, to your offerings and such? But nevertheless, the best way to separate your personal and business finances, recommendation for pretty much everybody, is to open a separate business bank account for that side hustle. It just makes it so much easier to track your business income and expenses. It's going to be, you know, super invaluable when tax season comes around. So definitely a different account. And then for taxes, you know, at a certain point, you do want to consult with a tax professional just because, you know, your jurisdiction, your area is going to be different. Your field, your industry is going to be different. So for now, maybe just remember that your side hustle income is taxable. So it's good to, you know, set aside, let's say 30% or so of whatever income you're taking in so that you'll have that money when taxes come due. Again, talk to a professional at some point. And the same goes for registering your hustle as an official business. Lots of side hustlers do register as an LLC or another form. And of course, it's different in different areas, different countries and such. But doing that costs at least a couple hundred dollars. So for lots of people, you know, they just operate as a sole proprietor sometimes for quite a while. And again, depending on your industry, personal training is certainly one of them in which it could be totally fine. The other recommendation, again, with the idea of keeping things simple, is use some kind of bookkeeping software that, you know, is connected to that business bank account you open. This software can track your income and expenses. There are a lot of different options: QuickBooks, FreshBooks, Wave, Xero. Xero's with an X, X-E-R-O. No affiliation with any of them. They're really all good options. What you want to find is something that works for you, something that you are comfortable using so that it's not too much of a hassle, but instead it simplifies your life. Again, that's what you want. You want to do something that takes your mind off this stuff so that it's taken care of, and you can focus then on, you know, signing up those clients for the personal training hustle. So, Alex, good luck. Do this now. It'll help you later. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episode every day, of course. I'm excited to help you and encourage you along the way toward your money-making venture. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.